We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. The polio outbreak in New York State has now reached New York City. The State Department of Health says the virus has been detected in sewage water samples taken from the city. Those samples were sent to the CDC, and the CDC has identified the presence of the polio virus in the wastewater. We just spoke live on 1010 Winds Newsline with the former mayoral health advisor, Dr. Jay Varma. He says that indicates the risk of community transmission in the city.
I think it's important for people to think about this maybe in the context of COVID, where they're very used to, you know, the idea that some people may not have any symptoms at all or have very mild symptoms yet can spread the COVID virus. The same is true with polio. So when you're detecting it in the sewage, it means that there are probably a lot of people who actually have this infection, but haven't developed a severe illness like paralysis from it.
Polio can lead to paralysis and even death. So far, no cases of polio have been found here in the city, but at least one case has been confirmed in Rockland. The health department is urging all unvaccinated New Yorkers to get vaccinated now. A grisly discovery in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. A man found dead in a garbage chute. Glenn Chuck with the latest details. Glenn?
Here in Gates Avenue in Bed-Stuy, in fact, somebody literally just walked by and saw my microphone and asked me what I was doing here, and I explained it, and they said, wow, that's bizarre. And I think that really does describe this here. And gruesome, as you mentioned, as police tape is still blocking the front entrance here to the section of the Medgar Evers apartments here. 911 calls coming in overnight, Bridget, of people in the building hearing loud noises. And they never could have imagined it would have been this. Police arriving at 4 in the morning to find the body of a man they believe in his 50s crushed in the basement dumpster. There's a service area behind a gate here. Somehow the man got into the garbage chute inside the building, fell down to that basement level, and then was crushed by the compactor. Now, at this point, police don't believe it is foul play, but they certainly will have to keep investigating. And a medical examiner may be necessary to do an autopsy to even identify this man who police don't think lives in the building, but they couldn't find any initial identification on him as they review surveillance footage here again. So just a gruesome story to tell here, who this person is and how this all played out this way, Bridget.
Yeah, Glenn, other than those sounds you mentioned, how did residents find out what was going on?
It's pretty quiet here. I guess, you know, for a Friday morning here in the summer, there are a lot of people kind of out and about doing their thing. And there are not a lot of people coming in or out because the front of the building is blocked off. But the few that did stop and made some brief comments just kind of looked shocked when I even told them what was going on. Most didn't even know that this had happened. But again, several people did hear those screams. And you can imagine how horrible it was for them to have to call police about that.
New York is changing the way it talks about inmates. A law signed by Governor Hochul this week removes inmate from several state laws and instead refers to a person who is locked up as an incarcerated person. Governor Hochul, by the way, has a noon event about guns Newsline is monitoring and about former inmates or incarcerated persons. In the Bronx, some community members are voicing their opposition to a plan that would house former Rikers inmates in the Morris Park section of the Bronx. The plan is to convert a building within the Health and Hospitals Jacoby Hospital Center campus into roughly 70 studios, with the majority of the units going to former inmates with health issues. Many long-term residents oppose it. One community activist say the point is simple. Why? In the Bronx. Another developing story here on 1010 Winds, a reported stabbing in Fairfield, New Jersey. Samantha Lehman joining us with the new details. Sam?
And Bridget, the prosecutor's office still on the scene of this double stabbing in a 55-plus apartment complex here on West Greenbrook Road. Residents woke to find ambulances and police.
We see a lot of, you know, ambulance come in and out because elderly and they die and there's heart attacks and all these things, but this is shocking.
A couple found stabbed this morning by the home health aide in their second floor apartment. One resident says she frantically knocked on neighbors' doors after the discovery and was seen walking out in tears. Residents here say nothing like this ever happens.
No. I've been here 5 years and no.
And I'm over
never.
Here a year.
Never. It's a good community.
Sources say the husband stabbed his wife and then himself. The prosecutor's office investigating why. Meanwhile, I'm hearing from sources that they have not. They are in the hospital, but are clinging to life. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Fairfield, New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.